My name is Marisa Childs. My pronouns are she, her. I'm the hearings officer for this matter. We are here today, Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. The time is 9:05 a.m. We are here on a tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250089. This is a tow request that was filed by appellant Oliver Hoffman. We are on Zoom. I see a square with a phone number that ends in 5183. If that phone number can unmute yourself and identify yourself for the record, state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns. Kimberly Hoffman is authorized to testify on their behalf in regards to this vehicle tow. So this vehicle was towed by Portland Police, and the notice of hearing was sent to the parties on May 15th, and that notice of hearing states that the hearing is scheduled for today, Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 at 9 a.m. via Zoom. That notice of hearing was sent to the parties, including the Police Bureau at publicrecords-ppb@police.portlandoregon.gov. And they are not on the Zoom call. PPB often does not appear for tow hearings, but I will make a finding that the notice was properly received and that the Police Bureau is waiving their right to be present for the hearing. If a party fails to appear for the hearing will continue to move forward in their absence, and any documents or evidence that has been uploaded by the absent party is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. So we will continue with the hearing. There is no default. Nobody automatically wins or automatically loses just by virtue of not being present for the hearing. So this is, again, a tow appeal hearing. I am a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow this vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. I noticed that there is not a parking citation because this was the vehicle tow that was, the vehicle was recovered from, looks perhaps, some alleged criminal activity. So no parking citation was issued. So I will spare you any information about how to appeal your parking citation because you don't have one. So when I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties. When I scroll through this case, I see that there have been 9 documents that have been uploaded into this case. These 9 documents are uploaded by the parties in support of their respective positions. Obviously, the appellant uploads any documents or test documents. any documents, any evidence in support of their position that the TOA is invalid, and the city uploads documents in support of their position that the TOA is valid. There's also some documents that have been uploaded by the hearings clerk, just so we know where this case is for tracking purposes. I'd like to admit these documents, these nine exhibits, into the record, so that way I can rely on them in making some decisions about this case. Is there any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 9 into the record?
No.
Okay. In that case, I'll admit exhibits 1 through 9. Next, what I'd like to do is get you sworn in, and then we can I can give some testimony and explain how this hearing works. Although I can't see you, I do need you to raise your right hand. I just need you to let me know when your hand is raised.
Raised.
Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say, I do.
I do.
Great. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Okay, so this hearing is pretty informal. You can make an opening statement if you like, and tell me how we got here, how the vehicle was towed, why you believe it is invalid, and I will, after you enter your evidence and testimony, then I'll read what the city has uploaded in support of the vehicle tow. I may have questions for you, so I may ask you a couple of questions and just try to make things make sense. So you are free to tell me why you believe this vehicle tow is invalid.
Yeah.
Now's the time to do that.
It was stolen. We had tracking on it. Never authorized Portland police to tow it. The mail that notified it was towed did not go to the, it went to mom's house, not to dad's house. There was a delay in mailing, confusion on where the car was. And like the ORS says, there was no consent to the police towing. And the attempted contact never happened because the phone number was temporarily, because it was stolen, temporarily invalid.
So when did you report, was the vehicle reported stolen?
On December 24th, yes, it was stolen in Vancouver, Washington.
So it was reported stolen December 24th.
Correct.
In Vancouver?
Correct.
Was it reported stolen to Vancouver police?
Yes, that's where it was stolen. That's where it was stolen.
And
then
when the vehicle was reported,
the Portland case number was 24-330-450, recovery day 12-27.
What was that number, 24-340-450? That was what?
That was where Portland transferred their own Vancouver to Portland.
What is that number?
Just the police report number for the Portland case number.
Okay, so this is a case number, the police report number,
24-340-450.
Okay. Okay, so vehicle was stolen, reported stolen December 24th, reported to Vancouver police. You got a Portland police number, it sounds like. And you said that the mail about the vehicle went to the wrong address. Who's the registered owner, because the mail would go to the registered owner.
So neither Oliver or Kim, due to a vacation, were at the address when the mail came. And then, so there was no way to be notified between the phone and the address. And like I said, there was tracking that we had on the vehicle so we could see where it was. We just, when we drove by, couldn't access, the tracking. Must have had like a slight delay, so we couldn't access where the police. Well, I mean, we didn't know. We at that point, we just figured that the criminals who stole the car, were at a place nearby where the address kept showing up. Since the police weren't communicative by like stopping by the house on such an expensive matter as the car getting stolen to. Let somebody know who's not, somebody who is there on vacation that isn't going to open mail that's not addressed to them. So the police did not have authorization to tow the vehicle based on the tracking and lack of authorization.
Did you say that the phone number that was on record that you could not be reached? I feel like I saw that in the documents that you had uploaded, that the phone was in the car.
Yeah, so the phone was in the car, so there was no way to be. The phone was stolen as the car was stolen.
Okay. So when did you find out that the vehicle had been recovered?
Not till it was basically the day before the car got picked up. So the tow service released the car. They gave me a carbon copy. It's very hard to read. Very hard to read. So the date of recovery was 2/4/25, because we didn't know where the car was due to all the factors that have been listed.
The date of the vehicle recovery that you got the car back was 2/4/25?
Correct.
Then why did it take you until May to file a tow appeal?
No, the month 2 is February.
I know that. I'm asking, but it's May now.
What does it May now have to do with the fact that there was a delay because there was no, we didn't know, and then we had to figure out with, it being a kid's car, who was responsible, mom or dad. So the mail, there was a long vacation before the mail was even opened.
So I'm just trying to make sense of, I understand that the vehicle was towed, that you didn't know that, and you didn't get the vehicle back until February. But the tow appeal hearing request wasn't received until May. So I'm curious, even if you got the vehicle back in February, why did it take another 3 months to request an appeal of the tow?
Because I'm medically fragile, had a major surgery that was removing tumors. There was a lot of recovery where I was on strong opiates to recover from a huge surgery. And there was, after the theft, there were tons of calls to Portland police, and we had to go through the cumbersome process of trying to get the records reports from both jurisdictions. And due to health concern, due to major surgeries and, other post-theft, not having cars to try to get to appointments, you know, there wasn't a immediate way to respond. You know, sometimes it takes more than 2 days to open a bill, and we didn't know from, you know, from the lag of police getting the mail out and, you know, then seeing that there was a tow hearing audit, it just took me time to be able to fill that out because I was trying to call and I got several phone numbers with the city. You know, the tow yard said, call this number. That number said, this is the wrong number. It was just a long process. It wasn't an easy Google. It was a very cumbersome process.
Mm-hmm. So who is Oliver? Who's the vehicle owner? Are you I know you're the, and Oliver's your dad?
He's my son.
Oh. And where is Oliver?
He's at school.
He's only 16. Oh, I got you. He's 16?
Yeah, he's 16. So, yeah, he's at school.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, I guess I'm just, all right. So, you're the, oh, wait a second. Okay, I think I'm, oh, okay. Kimberly Hoffman, you're the registered owner.
Yeah, so in addition to the huge surgery to get tumors, I was hospitalized for weeks.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, as the car had was getting towed, and, you know, at that point, Oliver was exclusively with Dad, so there was a vacation. Then there was, there were 5 hospitalizations for me. Then it took me, you know, a minute to figure out who do I go to within the city of Portland to try to appeal this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just 16. He doesn't have, you know, the knowledge of that. He's, you know, in school during business hours. I mean, he's just a normal 16-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
The car's not, you know, the car's just, you know, mom and dad take care of insurance. It's, you know, just for him to get back and forth to school and sports practices. And because the mail came to mom's house, but in all my hospitalizations, I did not have the ability to open mail for my son, addressed to my son, until I got to see him again, which was, you know, basically the day before the car was recovered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it. So it's you own the vehicle, your son is the driver, and he's the one that uses the vehicle, and the vehicle was stolen from...
Well, yeah, I mean, I gave him the car as far as the DMV, you know, so the car's registered to him. It was registered to me at one point.
Well, looks like it's still registered to you.
I did, as far as I know, the change of ownership. But if that's incorrect, then I apologize for, you know.
So it's out of storage now.
Correct.
And you have the vehicle back.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I get it. I see you are the registered owner. I get what you're saying. Your son, your son, 16, is Oliver. He's the one that was the driver, uses the vehicle. I understand that you said that you may have transferred ownership, but it doesn't, at least on the records that I have available, doesn't show that has transferred, that it's, because it's still in your name. But, okay, I just want to make sure understand.
Yeah, I mean, we're both on that car's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we share the car. Sometimes mom would drive it, sometimes he would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was at dad's house, he drove the car. provided by Dad when he was at my house. He drove.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. All right. So let me tell you, thank you for that, and thank you for answering those questions and kind of setting me straight so I understand how we got here. Had you seen the police report that was uploaded into this case? Had you seen it previously?
I just have the police number, you know, trying to figure out with Portland Police, you know, you can call non-emergency. They say you can call records. You know, life okay. has been hectic. I got the case number for insurance. I, you know, to this day don't know exactly how to get the physical copy, or if I did, you know, it's buried in a stack of bins of paperwork due to my job.
Okay. So let me tell you, let me see. I am looking at Exhibit 5. Let's see, this PPB uploaded a couple exhibits in support of their position. They uploaded Exhibits 4 and 5. Exhibit 4 is a tow report. It says this is a vehicle snapshot that indicates like the, some towing information, like where the vehicle was towed to, who was the tow operator. Looks like it was Newhouse and Hutchins Towing and Recovery. The vehicle was towed from 14750 Southeast Stark Street, Buick Enclave, Silver Buick Enclave 2013. And yes, it shows that you are the registered owner. That's what Exhibit 4 shows. And Exhibit 5 is the police report, and the police report is from 12/27/2024 at 6:11 p.m. Says the location of the incident is Southeast 148th Avenue and Southeast Stark Street in Portland in Multnomah County. Let's see.
Is it yours?
The offense is, says it's received stolen vehicle for other agency. And Oregon license plate 427GPLPs Lima. And police report states, and I quote, on the listed date and time, I received notice from PPB Records Division about a Buick Enclave the Vancouver police had entered as stolen. Records noted the vehicle was involved in the incident I investigated. See PPB case 329497. During the previous incident, my partner and I contacted several individuals believed to be engaged in the deliver slash sales of controlled substances. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Musa Utake. Identified by fingerprints since he refused to provide a name. Utake was taken into custody. Force was used against Utake. Utake was tased by police and was later booked into jail for interfering with a police officer. At the time, Utake was in possession of a Buick Enclave SUV displaying Washington license plates 427GPL, both plates attached. The vehicle
Oregon
was
license
not...
plate.
Let me finish, okay?
427GPL is not a Vancouver plate. It's an Oregon plate.
Okay. Let me finish then, okay? The vehicle was not reported stolen, and the vehicle was left at the scene of the arrest in the 7-Eleven parking lot located at 14750 Southeast Start. Today, I went back to the 7-Eleven parking lot to look for the vehicle after I noticed the vehicle was reported stolen. Upon arrival, the vehicle was still in the parking lot and was recovered. The vehicle was towed by Newhouse Towing as a recovered stolen vehicle. I called records and provided the vehicle information to get the vehicle cleared as stolen. I received a photograph of the suspect who stole the vehicle from Vancouver. The person in the photograph was Musaka Ukate, who I took into custody. Ukate has since been released from Multnomah County custody. Nothing further, end quote. Okay. What were you saying, Ms. Hoffman, about the license plate?
Okay, I keep getting muted. I was
probably
just saying
because you keep talking when I'm talking.
It was an Oregon plate, small detail. It was something you said that it was a Washington plate. It was an Oregon plate.
Okay, I'm just reading the police report. That's what it says.
I was just saying as we go over the facts, that is a small detail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand you're saying that this is a Washington plate, 427, you're saying 427 GPL is a Washington plate.
I've only said this three times, so I apologize if my tone's getting rude. It was and is an Oregon plate, 427 GPL is and has always been an Oregon plate, small detail, but I don't know why that I have to repeat this. Because I originally said, hey, this is a small error. There's a misunderstanding. If it's Washington plates, it's Oregon plates.
Okay.
So whoever reported that it's Washington plates was incorrect. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Again, I'm just reading what's in the police report, so I understand what you're saying. Okay, there's nothing else. It sounds like the vehicle is no longer in storage. So what happens next if there's no other evidence or testimony as to the vehicle? I will continue to look at the evidence. I understand that you had provided a copy or at least indicated the police directive as it relates to recovery of stolen vehicles. I did see that. I think that's certainly useful information as to how the police respond to recovery of a stolen vehicle. You're saying that the vehicle, that even if you got a phone call, you wouldn't have received it because the phone was in the car when the car was stolen, so you would
Yep.
not have gotten that.
Correct.
Okay. So what happens next is I will write an order analyzing the facts with what the code says about stolen vehicles. That order will be sent to you via email the same way you received notice of this hearing. It will probably come to you, I don't know when it's going to come to you, but just keep your eyes peeled, check your spam, because if it shows up there and you don't notice it, then you would, you know, potentially say that you didn't receive the order when it was sent. Do you have any other questions, or is there anything else I should know about this vehicle?
Just like I said, when Apple ID, the tracking AirTag has a lag, but I was going through the site by chronological order. It was last seen at that address, I believe, is a 7-Eleven. So again, at no point did Oliver ask for police to tow this. And at no
when
point
did
the police...
When you did get the phone back, Ms. Hoffman, when you did get the phone back, did you see any missed calls from law enforcement?
Due to theft, the phone had to be erased. Because it had everything I could possibly own, bank accounts, you know, copies of pictures of very confidential information. So the phone was erased, you know, starting the date of the theft. So there was no way, you know, if there were voicemails, I couldn't even retrieve those because the phone was, you know, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but the phone was erased once I was able to finally, you know, because the other detail is my phone account is under my boyfriend, you know, who works full time, it was under my boyfriend's account. So I needed to go to the specific store to figure out how to even get my own line back. I mean, I was locked out.
You didn't have a code to lock your phone? I was able
to log on to Apple ID to erase the phone.
Okay.
So again, if there was even a police voicemail, there was no possible way when the phone gets erased at the time of theft, there's no possible way.
Okay.
Things that, like, if texts came in, if phone calls came in, I can't see missed calls. I can't hear voicemails. To this day, I've never heard a voicemail from the Portland police that the car was stolen, because iPhone has an ability, when somebody else has your phone, when it's lost or stolen, to erase the device. So whoever steals it, if they, continue to have the phone on, if they can tell by fingerprints, the phone was erased. I didn't know, the police didn't come to the house. You know, my roommate was trying to figure out where the phone was with me, driving around to the places that the phone was on AirTag. So, and, you know, on top of it, there were other priorities, health, trying to deal with getting the police records for insurance, trying to understand where the car was. We could not figure out, because like I said, we drove to the last location, but Apple ID had it next to, wherever Apple ID tracked last, wasn't far from New House Towing, but it did not show it in the parking lot at New House Towing. It showed it in a gravel turnaround. And, somebody who's just trying to find their car, I wasn't driving in circles trying to figure out, what surrounding businesses there were, because I went to the exact location and it was a gravel parking lot with no indication, in very tall barbed wire fence with no indication of what business was there. There are no signs that say New House Towing. So as far as I knew, I didn't know. I just, in good faith, again, the police did not come to the house where the vehicle was registered to knock on the door to say, hey, cars at New House Towing, because I ended up paying $1,500 because the car had been there, and I was told when I called New House Towing, your car is going up for auction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, I was able to finally understand it's at New House Towing, got it as soon as I could.
Okay.
But, had the car been at 7-Eleven the whole time, I had the key, because there were two keys to the car, I had the key. So, the reason I have Apple ID is, and my other car, the one that's, just mine, was stolen, and I was able to figure out, okay, here's where it is, and I drove it off. So the whole point of Apple ID is to find out where things are.
Okay. Well, I understand that. I don't really know. That's not really your – I have nothing to do with that. But I think I understand what you're saying. There's also no guarantee that your car wouldn't have been towed, even if it was just sitting in the 7-Eleven parking lot, because it is a private business. So they could easily tow your vehicle as well.
And we live in Portland, Oregon, where there are tons of chop shops. And
I'm not really sure.
There's no, the vehicle's missing. It's, as far as I knew, the vehicles could have been missing when I went to the last location, because whoever took it, you know, found the AirTag, left it in, you know, the last place that I looked, you know, because there are apps out there where someone can scan. So I had no way of knowing this car had been towed. I had no way of knowing if it was towed where it could be.
Okay. I understand, but it also sounds like, yes, there's some frustration with this whole process. I have nothing to do with I understand that is frustrating. But some of the things that you have addressed don't really impact the decision as it relates to the validity or invalidity of the tow. I hear what you're saying.
The Oregon revised statute says that the police, when they find a car, are to notify. Now, I did not get notified.
I understand. I understand.
Whether or not they tried does not mean, because why in the world, when tow yards charge more every single day, why in the world would anybody just say, oh, my car's safe at a tow shop? Nobody would do that when they're, you know, my bill again was $1,500. No reasonable person who knows where the car is just going to let it sit for weeks.
Okay, Ms. Hoffman, I understand what you're saying. Is there anything else you think I need to know?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for appearing today for this hearing. I will write an order and you will receive it shortly. If there's nothing additional, then I'm going to go off the record. Thank you for